Now second and six. Williams makes a cut and will roll into the end zone for the touchdown. No flags.
The final touchdown of last night's gripping Super Bowl battle between the San Francisco 49ers and the Kansas City Chiefs. That's how it sounded in Miami. Here's how it sounded in the Kansas City Power and Light District, where thousands of fans watched on a big screen. Led by quarterback Patrick Mahomes, Kansas City surged back from a 10-point deficit to win their first Super Bowl in 50 years. Coach Andy Reid's first Super Bowl victory ever. Final score, 31-20. Kyle Palmer of KCUR, still up. Kyle, explain what this means for Missouri and Kansas City.
Yeah, I haven't gone to bed.
Right, right.
It's a huge win. It's the first time in 50 years that the Chiefs have won a Super Bowl, as one fan put it last night, a cornerstone of the city, this franchise and team, which has been here since the early 1960s, and really a powerhouse team in the early days of the NFL, but have gone through some struggles in more recent decades and had some really heartbreaking playoff losses and disappointments over the years. I should know. I'm a lifelong Chiefs fan, grew up here. But yeah, last night, I think for a lot of fans, was the culmination of a rebuilding project with Andy Reid as coach and Patrick Mahomes as quarterback, and really it felt right in the way that it happened with the comeback in the fourth quarter.
Well, we want to talk about some of those elements, but first, let's get this out of the way. President Trump tweeted after the victory, congratulating the Chiefs for representing the great state of Kansas so very well. Kansas City, this team, both live in the great state of Missouri. You know, how are people taking that in, or is that just a nothing burger?
I will say Kansas Cityans are used to national figures mixing up exactly where the city is. So it is a bipartisan problem, if you want to put it that way. And I think most reasonable-minded Metro residents probably took it with a grain of salt. To be fair, there is a Kansas City, Kansas,
right,
just across the river. But the Kansas City that you think of, and the Chiefs and Jazz and barbecue, that is Kansas City, Missouri.
That's right. But you could take a Sharpie and just kind of circle the state. Anyway, look, Patrick Mahomes, the quarterback, only third African-American quarterback to win a Super Bowl in the history of the game. So young, in his 20s, so new to the team. I mean, people might not realize he was the Chiefs' first-round draft pick in 2017. Just talk a little bit about how this city's embracing him.
Yeah, he's quickly become probably, outside of the likes of George Brett and Len Dawson, maybe already at 24, the most beloved figure in Kansas City sports history. And certainly last night's win and the fact that he was MVP and helped lead their comeback in the fourth quarter cements that even more. Just a couple of things to note about how adored he is. There's a special cereal being sold in a local grocery store around here called Mahomes Magic Crunch. It's like a Frosted Flakes type cereal. And the local grocery store chain Hy-Vee says they're expecting to sell 300,000 boxes of that this season. Another thing, a story that was posted to Twitter, don't know if it's true or not, I haven't verified it, but it kind of speaks to the love that Kansas City has for this young man. Said that him and his girlfriend went out to eat at a local restaurant, that they weren't bothered. And when he left, he announced to the room, you know, thank you so much for letting us enjoy our dinner in peace, and walked out. And then the restaurant told everyone that they had paid for everyone's meal.
Oh, man, I want to move to Kansas City. By the way, sorry, 49ers fans, maybe next year. But that's Kyle Palmer of KCUR there in Kansas City, Missouri. Kyle, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.